my haircut.
There we go. You just let me know when you need to roll. And we'll wrap up, because I have a feeling this particular podcast is going to be a bit one-topic-y.
Should we put a spoiler alert at the beginning somewhere?
I think we definitely should put a spoiler alert at the beginning. I think we should say something like, hey, we both saw Captain America Civil War, and so that's all we're going to talk about for like the next hour. So maybe you should, if you have not seen Civil War.
Put a pause right here.
Yeah. You should not listen until you have, because that's what we're going to talk about.
Most definitely.
The whole time.
All of it.
There's that. With that said, hey, James.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, James.
Hey, Nick.
Welcome to Dork.
Welcome to Dork.
I'm Nick Moore.
I'm James Brown.
And I'm Nick Moore, and you're listening to Dork, episode 114. We are going to be talking about Captain America Civil War, like a lot. We both saw it, and we can't keep our mouths shut about it. We've been sitting going, during the credits, I texted James. I was like, hey, man, I don't know what to geek out about. He goes, everything!
Everything! Like Gary Oldman in fucking The Professional. Send everyone. What do you mean, everyone?
Everyone! We're going to spoil the living shit out of it. So if you haven't seen it, I apologize. This might be an episode you're going to need to cash for later, because we're going to start spoiling shit in 5, 4, 3, 2. I warned you. 1. Fucking giant man.
Oh, shit. Yeah. How many people were in the theater you saw it in?
It was full.
Yeah.
I saw it Sunday night, and it was full.
I saw it Thursday night, and it was full. And like when that happened, when he grew, he's like, I need to try something. Last time I passed out, but he'll try this. And like he grew, and like everyone, like there was like 3 seconds, full seconds of silence where people were like, holy shit. Holy shit. And then like everyone was like, yeah! Yeah! Like people applauded.
Yeah, that happened. Another big one was when Tony Stark goes to Peter Parker's apartment.
Yeah.
And he's like, showing him the pictures. There was a kid, like a 10-year-old kid, a few rows back. And he starts showing him the pictures. And the kid goes, it's Spider-Man! Like, loud. Like, no control at all. He's like, oh, it's Spider-Man! And that Spider-Man was good.
That was a good Spider-Man.
Yeah, they did it really, really dead on. But that's not arguably what UI and Mr. Sonny Weathers agreed. It's the coolest element of this fucking movie.
Oh my god.
Which should have just been hashtag Team Panther.
I know. Fucking Black Panther.
Dude, and it like, was slick as fuck.
I know. And he was like, cool. You know?
Yeah. Well, you know, African guys have that anyway, where they're just like, look, my people do not approach violence this way. But if I have to fight you, I will kill your whole family. Like that kind of thing. We're just like,
yeah, exactly.
All right, it's there.
Like very soft-spoken, understated, you know. And like, but like, it's badass because like when, you know, a helicopter flies around with a fucking machine gun attached and starts like shooting everything in sight, and people are like jumping out of the way, and things are getting destroyed, and like he just kind of turns and is like, well, that's a nuisance.
You missed.
Well, actually, you didn't. But you know, fuck off.
Whatever. Yeah, that was slick too. I loved that they didn't bother with the backstory for him and Tom Holland. Like when they started talking about when Tony Stark was talking about Peter Parker, he goes, "So, how do you? What is it like? You climb walls, or you have like a filament or something?" Yeah. And he's like, "Well, actually, it's a funny story." He's like, "Yeah, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. We'll cover that in Spider-Man: Homecoming, out 2018."
And with Black Panther, they're just like, "This is how it is." Given, like, you can handle this, right? You can catch up with this.
Great. Yeah. I loved the chase scene where they were like just running and they were like outrunning cars. He's like, oh, and Black Panther's like, oh, Captain America's like, what the fuck? Oh, I gotta get a car. You know, you're running fast when Captain America's like, I need a car. Come on.
And that shit with, Black Widow and the daughter, where she's like standing in front of the car
Oh,
she's
yeah.
like, move, or you will be moved.
As entertaining as it would be.
Yeah, I don't remember what they're called. There's like a name for those women that are like his personal guard. But yeah, they're the daughters, the first daughters of all the tribes of Wakanda.
Yeah.
And they're like fucking, each of them's like a Black Widow. And I'm sure they'll be in the movie, like all these bald chicks tearing shit up.
Yeah, I hope that Black Widow is in the movie so we can actually see her, like, you know, like see her fight one at some point. So you so you have an actual appreciation. It's like, okay, well, you've like observed Black Widow fighting people and like taking on these kinds of odds, mm-hmm. and these kinds of people, and then like this you know, daughter of the Panther, whatever it's called, the Panther's Claw, I forget. You know, just kind of like takes her out or like, you know, beats her handedly.
Fuck that. Let him fight Captain America.
Yeah.
Like send a squad on Captain America and then like take his shield from him politely.
Politely.
This is not for you. But yeah, that shit was slick.
Belongs to Howard Stark. My dad made that shield.
Yeah, that, I don't know. That's why I think of that shit, the way it ended, is why I ended that movie Team Panther. Because he was like, this is ridiculous. This vengeance. He's like the only one who got it. First off, he's the only one who knows, who, you know, at the end of it, realized everything that was going on and was just like, all right, I'm not going to murder this guy. This guy killed my dad.
Yeah.
And you saw what I did to the guy I thought killed my dad. So, all right, it's over. And I'm not going to let him kill himself. He goes to jail. So he can glue a hood on his face later.
Did he have the little gold crown too? Is that Baron Zemo? Am I getting that right?
I don't remember.
Or am I mixing him up with
if he had a crown or not?
Well, like not even like a crown, like a circlet or a headband.
Are you thinking of Weird Harold from Fat Albert?
It's possible.
Yeah. Maybe a mix of him and Jughead from Archie. Because Jughead had a crown.
Jughead was weird because he always had his eyes closed. He's always had his eyes closed.
He was stoned as fuck. That's always able to eat 50 hamburgers at a sitting.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Baron Zemo's got the red circlet thing, which is what I was thinking of. He's got a purple mask and the gold circle thing. Did I say red or gold? It's gold.
Gotcha.
Yes. Anyway, yes, Giant Man. Fuck.
Enough about that. Yeah, Giant Man was awesome. Fucking. I'm trying to think, like, of that whole big fight. If you were to.
Like, actually, down, think, like, Vision, like, in Avengers 2, like, you saw him phase through a few things. But, like, it wasn't like, this is what my power is. But, like, he was, like, phasing all through the shit in this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and wearing sweater vests.
Yeah. I want him to make sweater vests for everybody in the next movie.
Everybody gets a sweater vest.
Everybody gets a sweater.
So did you see the whole Bucky killed Tony's parents thing coming? Did you know that was a...
Well, they hinted at Hydra or some entity like killing, you know, or they sent it, yeah, they hinted at Hydra and did it. But what's funny is, like, in the very opening scene where they showed him, like, taking out that car,
mm-hmm.
Like, I was like, oh, it's going to be Howard's parents. I mean, it's going to be not Howard's parents. It's going to be Tony's parents. You know, Howard and... What is his mother's name? Martha? Let's just say it is.
Let's just go with Martha. Why not? It's very popular.
Yes.
Murdered moms.
I was like, oh, it's going to be Tony's parents. We're going to find out that it's Tony's parents. It's funny that I thought that. But, yeah, so, like, I kind of expected it. You know, way earlier, but then then it was like, oh well, you know, he's actually getting these things out of the trunk, so maybe it's not important, but it was like they dangle it in front of me, and I thought that's what was it, but then they were like, no, it's not really it, but yes, it is. I am surprised that they had like such good footage of it.
yeah, that like was really like he's gonna crash the car right here.
Yes, or you know, it's possible that they had like 1,000. Fucking cameras all the way down the road, and they were just like, oh, is it in front of a camera 273? Let's zero in on that one.
Yeah, and it was 1991, so it was probably rolling tape.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's like one of those tapes where it's like, you know, one frame every 8 seconds or something. So the tapes will last like, you know, 12 hours or something, or longer.
Yeah, crazy good resolution for 91.
Quiet.
Yeah, didn't see that shit coming. But going back to the big fight.
Well, actually, well, before you say it, when was the last time you saw Winter Soldier?
I saw it like beginning.
It was like more than a month?
Yes.
Okay. Because I watched Winter Soldier. I like finished watching Winter Soldier on my phone as I was sitting in the theater waiting for this to happen, waiting for, okay, you know, Civil War. So like there was a lot of things in Winter Soldier that were like on my mind. So like that's may have been one of the reasons why I was anticipating, or like why I made that connection so fast.
Gotcha.
But anyway, big fight.
Okay.
So basically, Vision was all swooping.
Yeah, Vision was all swooping. You have gods fighting each other in an airport, right? It shit exploded. Yeah.
Gods and ants.
Yeah. The people were getting cars and shit tossed at each other. Like, it was crazy.
Oh, I thought that was a milk truck or a water truck.
Yeah. The worst that happened was a guy, a fighter pilot, got paralyzed and ended up getting robot legs later. Like,
yes.
Like, people should have died. Like,
they should have. But that's also, I think, you know, Scarlet Witch was like, you're pulling your punches. And I'm like, damn right they're pulling their punches. These guys are friends on some level. I mean, the only people that were really out to kill a person that they were fighting was, like, Black Panther and maybe Scarlet Witch, because she's like, don't pull your punches. But depending, I guess it depends on, like, who you're fighting against. But because I know, like, Spider-Man wasn't aiming to kill anybody.
Yeah.
Bucky was trying not to kill anybody. Nobody on Team Cap was. Except for maybe Scarlet Witch, just because she's like, I'm just used to, like, fucking, yes, go.
Well, I mean, you're throwing cars at people. They're throwing cars at fucking, like, well, like, I'm thinking about it. She did kill some motherfuckers, though. I love that they opened with that.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was accident.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But still, she was just like, oh, shit. Death.
Oops.
And I can see why Age of Ultron ended with Thor and Hulk Banner leaving.
Yeah.
Because that would have been ridiculous. Like, people would have died.
Well, no, but also, if you put Thor and Banner in this, then, you know, you've made this an Avengers movie, and you can't call it Captain America Civil War anymore. That's my thought. You just call it Civil War. You call it the Avengers Civil War. You just call it, or, you know, something like that. But if you call it Captain America Civil War, then, I mean, unless they're just passing cameos, you can't really have Thor and, because any, whatever side you put the Hulk on, that side's going to win.
Yeah. But it had Thunderbolt Ross. I mean, the way I looked at it, this was Avengers 2.5.
Yeah.
You know,
but like, because you can't be like, okay, every single person from the Avengers is going to be in this, but we're not. It's not an Avengers movie. Like, if you hold back Thor and Hulk, then you have that. You can you know, label it something else.
Well, you throw Hulk in it, and then you give this an opportunity for like Thunderbolt Ross to try and catch him. You know, and then Thor. I don't know.
I would love a Thunderbolt Ross becoming Red Hulk moment in some movie.
Oh, fuck, yes.
Oh, my God. Like, you know, I could just see the scene right now where, like, Hulk is, like, protecting Betty, and, like, something happens and she gets hurt. And Hulk looks around and, like, sees Betty, like, lying on the ground. And, like, Thunderbolt is, like, between him and her, and he like turns to the Hulk and like has just injected himself with something, and the syringe falls to the floor, or like whatever way they want to like do it, like he pushes a button and he's like, that's the last time I let you hurt her. And then like there's like this big transformation moment, and Hulk is, you know, like kind of, like, instead of like being that constant face of rage on Hulk, he's like, whoa. And like Thunderbolt Ross is replaced with this huge hulking Red Hulk. Anyhow, yeah, I can see that. Now I was so fucking excited for this movie too, and I was not fucking disappointed. I'm going to see it again this week. So, you heard me. I mean, when the first fucking trailer for this movie came out, I was like, "Oh my God, Captain America: Civil War, Star Wars, who?" You know, for like, you know, a minute, but then I remembered Star Wars, and I got excited about that again. But anyway, but yes, Civil War, great, loved it.
Yeah, did you have a Rogue One trailer?
Yes, we had a Rogue One trailer.
Yeah, that was fun to see on a big screen.
Definitely.
Anything else? Did you see any other trailers?
There was Suicide Squad.
I didn't get that.
Yeah, I mean, it's one that I'd seen before. You had what?
Tarzan.
No, I didn't get Tarzan.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Okay.
It's coming out this summer, and it's just like, oh, yeah, it's Tarzan. That's how that works.
Yeah, it was. I remember it was all sequels except for that George Clooney, I'm a TV guy and some guy takes me hostage show. Money Monster, I think.
Yeah.
We got that one, and then like everything else was a sequel to something else, like the Jason Bourne movie, Suicide Squad. I mean, not technically a sequel, but like it's in a pre-existing universe. Star Wars, again, not technically a sequel per se, but in a pre-existing universe. And something else. It was all geeky. Wasn't Star Trek. Something else is based on a... I don't remember. Can you remember if something else is based on a star on a comic book or not?
Oh, Doctor Strange.
Oh, Doctor Strange. Yes. Although I'd seen that, you know, that trailer several times. It was the first time on the big screen, though.
Yeah, that was cool.
Oh, and Independence Day. I saw that one. So it was a different one that I... A different one. Because I remember, like... Because they showed that right before Suicide Squad, and it's like, you know, Will Smith died in one so he could be in the other movie. But yeah. Sorry, I saw a meme today that was Iron Man and Doctor Strange saying Thanos is coming, and then Star-Lord is like, no shit, Sherlock, and it happens to be that, like, you know, both the person that played Iron Man and the person that played Doctor Strange played Sherlock Holmes. Like, they had pictures of him as Sherlock Holmes after that. How's it going? You alright? I just fucking love the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I mean, there was somebody that had written that, you know, the whole Marvel and DC thing. Like, what if you want to call a winner right now, it's obviously Marvel.
No question.
Yeah, but, like, I mean, they're just hitting on all cylinders, I think. I mean, they fucking made an Ant-Man movie, and, like, people went to see it in droves. Like, who the
fuck knew? It was a good fucking movie.
I know it was a good fucking movie. I mean, who the fuck knew who Ant-Man was, like, you know, a few months prior? I mean, I did, but, you know. I'm well inside the target demographic.
Yeah, I like the back and forth with Bucky and Falcon.
Can you shoot your feet up?
No, I hate you. And I like Red Wing. I thought the drone was kind of, I don't know. I guess being a telepathically connected hawk into your movie would be a bit of a stretch. There's no real precedent for that, but
I think if anybody can make it work, it would be the MCU. But I think they would need a little bit more lead up before just popping it in, like the open action scene, you know?
Yeah.
You'll be a good guy in my action scene.
And you wouldn't be able to, you couldn't have a animal, like a pet that people were going to like, a Peden type universe, somebody killing it.
Yeah.
Like in that movie. Now, and then they could take it and make it mechanical or something. Like Tony could give him like a, you know, like that bird from fucking Clash of the Titans.
The Titans, yeah.
Yeah.
Which, you know, maybe that's what happened. Maybe we'll get like a prequel, some prequel action and learn that like he had like, it's, and I don't know if they'll ever like say like, oh, it's definitely telepathic, but you know, this bird, wow, it does exactly what you want. Yeah, it's almost like it's reading my mind, you know, like you guys get together so well. He like can sense what you want. But like they'll never, you know, it wouldn't be like, you know, pick up the red jujubes, and like he goes, picks up the red jujubes.
It's like a pigeon. Like it's really diligent, but nobody takes it serious. Look at him; he'll do it. Did you just tell him to shit with your mind? Yeah,
that's exactly what he did.
It's pretty much all I tell him to do. Just shit on things. He's not very handy. No claws. But yeah, I was expecting somebody to die.
I don't know.
Like,
I mean, I'm fine that nobody died.
It's been a while.
I mean, what's funny is, like, I had, like, had this thing where I thought, you know, where, like, people had talked about Captain America dying at the end of Civil War, Captain America dying at the end of Civil War. And I guess I'd, like, heard all that. But by the time I actually sat down to watch the movie, there didn't seem to, like, to be an opportunity where I was, like, where I was like, oh, well, you know, Captain America's about to die here. You know, this is going to happen, and then Captain America's going to die. So, I don't know. It wasn't like in Star Wars when Han Solo, you know, stepped out on that bridge, and I was like, ah, oh, he's gone. That's it. spoiler for people who haven't seen Force Awakens yet. But if you're listening to this, chances are you've seen Force Awakens.
You've seen it probably twice.
Yeah, but it's at least twice. Sorry, I was up late last night for no particular reason.
Yeah.
I was playing this Xbox One game that has already been out for like a year and a half or some ridiculous amount of time. I'm just way behind on it. Sunset Overdrive.
Yes. That was like their big opener, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was like, yeah, you could like get a white Xbox One and, you know, it would come with that. But yeah, I'm enjoying it, but I was like, okay, I'm just going to pay for another 30 minutes. And then like 2 hours later, I'm like, I should go to bed.
You got me beat, dude. This month's free PlayStation games were Tropico 5 or whatever. I don't know which one that's up to now.
Okay.
Which is like one of those SimCity type things, except this one you're like Fidel Castro. And then the other one is Tabletop Racing, which is like racing Hot Wheels cars on different tables, literal tables, like, you know, a game room table or the table on a yacht. So there's like, you know, fucking champagne and
stuff like that. So this is a video game.
Yeah.
About playing with Hot Wheels.
Yeah. And different tables, tabletop racing. So like a sushi table and table at a sushi restaurant, table at a, gas station, shit like that. I played that for like 3 hours yesterday. Like, really got into it. It's like, ah ha ha! Like, I'm gonna get first place in every single one of these races.
If it's fun, it's fun. You know?
Yeah. But this isn't even a AAA title, James.
Yeah.
This is a shitty free.
No, it's just funny. Well, I mean, and what's funny is Sunset Overdrive is free for Xbox gamers who have Xbox Gold until the 15th. But I had already bought it for like, like $13 or something off of Amazon. Even though, like, you know, it was like a big, you know, big marketing title way earlier on. But right now it's available dirt cheap. But it's just weird to me to play a video game that's based around something that's simulating something else. Racing game or like something like that. I mean, if it's like, I understand they threw like these fun angles on it, but like Prima Facie, you look at this and you're like, I'm playing with toys in a vicarious fashion, as opposed to like I could be playing a game where we're racing real cars, or I could be playing with actual Hot Wheels that are simulating real cars. So there's a 1 degree simulation level between you and actually driving the cars. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But now it's like 2 degrees because you're playing with Hot Wheels, which is kind of like pretending that you're driving cars, as opposed to like pretending to drive cars or actually playing with Hot Wheels.
Well, then they add in weapons. There's a weapon system.
Oh, there's a weapon system. You didn't say that. Well, shit. Okay, this makes perfect sense now.
So it's racing, but with weapons.
Okay. So it's kind of like... Wipeout or Twisted Metal or something?
Yeah.
Well, Twisted Metal isn't really racing. It's just, you know, trying to kill people.
Car combat.
Yeah. But yeah, Wipeout is racing. Right, which doesn't exist, period. So anything that would simulate that is actually its own thing.
Yeah, so it's more like Wipeout, but not as fast.
Yeah.
Like, it's really about... First off, the AI is a dick. Like, there are cars that are just complete assholes. And if you... Some of the races, if you want to win... You've got to get all the lines down. Like, you have to learn the right line around the track, or else all the other cars are doing the racing line. It's like you might as well be going up against the Stig in Top Gear because they are tight. And so if you want to do it, So that part of it's kind of fun. Like, there was one track I did like 40 times just because there's one car I couldn't beat.
40?
Yeah. I mean, and the tracks, a lot of the tracks aren't very big, so a lap will run you about 45 seconds.
Okay.
So you can do a 5-lap race, knock it out in like 4 minutes, and then
right.
You know, you're like, and do it again. And Carol was watching something on her iPad, so she didn't care. She's like, yeah, keep doing that, you idiot.
So if you do that 10 times, that's 40 minutes. If you do it 40 times, that's, what, 160 minutes, which is almost 3 hours?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I was doing yesterday.
No further questions, Your Honor.
Ridiculous. So did Captain America's shield blow up?
When did it blow up?
When he tossed in the air? I guess it didn't because he still had it later. But like,
yeah, he had it at the end when Iron Man was like, that's my daddy's shield. Yeah. My daddy made that.
That was pretty fucking stupid. Like, my dad made that. It's not yours.
I think he just wanted to like get a last jab in. You know, he's like, I got beaten, but you're stealing. You're a thief. You're stealing my dad's shield.
He really did get beaten.
Fine, take it. Oh, but shit, man. Was that not fucking awesome when like Bucky is like trying to rip the arc reactor out of his chest?
Yeah.
And then you see him go, and then I was like, oh fuck, that arm is gone. I thought it was going to be the hand, but
now he's going to get a vibranium arm built in the most technologically advanced country on Earth.
Yeah.
Like he's going to come out of there and just be like, bam, and it probably have little claws on the end of it too.
But we won't find out that there's claws until like we see him in action for at least like, you know, five solid minutes or something.
Or he like goes to pick his nose with it and like pierces his brain, drops dead. What was that? I put claws on the end.
Not tell him that?
I didn't. I wanted to surprise him.
Well, I think he's surprised.
But he hadn't taken a dump in like weeks. First time he wiped his ass. Get him a vibranium asshole now. Jeez. It's rough.
Rough.
Very rough. So sorry.
Oh, man. So, X-Men seems to be doing well enough that I don't think Fox is going to sell them to the MCU.
Well, early reviews for Apocalypse have been kind of middle of the road. It's getting a C, looks like. I mean, perhaps a C-.
Really?
And I knew it would. I fucking knew it would because it's got Archangel in it. And he's like my favorite. So, of course, someone's going to go out of their way to fuck it up.
Yes, I'm sure they had you in mind when they did that.
They did.
It's Bryan Singer, right? Bryan Singer's directing this?
Same bullshit with X3. I want all practical effects. I'm going to do all practical effects. And I don't want any CGI because CGI is just so overused. You know? No, Brett Ratner! No, we don't know.
Well, Brett Ratner also got the short end of the stick on that movie. You know, because
yeah,
like,
he didn't even like a short window or something.
Well, yeah, it's like Bryan Singer's directing. Oh, wait, Bryan Singer wants to do Superman. So, and he fucked that one up because that was Superman Returns.
Yeah,
although I don't think I've seen that. Have I seen that movie since I saw it in the theater?
X3?
No, Superman Returns. I didn't like X3 on the third or the fourth try, so I stopped trying to like it.
Yeah, I would say Superman Returns was a better movie.
Which really isn't saying much.
I did like Kelsey Grammer as Beast.
Oh yeah,
like, that was a high point.
I mean, there were certainly elements in there that were like, oh, this is pretty cool, but like, I don't think it came together. Like, I mean, that's a whole scene. Any scene involving Magneto breaking somebody out of prison, whether it be himself or somebody else, I think is done rather well in these movies.
Yeah.
Nah, fucking Magneto. I'm excited to see it, you know, just because, I mean, I'm not saying I think it's going to be the greatest thing ever. I'm just saying, like, I'm excited to see these things in action. I'm excited to see Lips, even though it's like Oscar Isaac, and I'm like, why? I mean, there's like so many different ways you could go with that. But, you know, I didn't think Michael Keaton would make a good Batman, and I wound up liking him. I mean, granted, that was like 15-year-old me going like, yeah, it's pretty good. but, you know, like, there's a lot of times where people are like, oh, this is going to suck. And before they even see it. So I'm definitely looking forward to making up my mind about it. Although I did, you know, I was like excited. Civil War, I was like, oh God, I'm going to see it and I'm going to love it. It's going to be great. So on speaking of things that were highly anticipated and making up your mind about it, what are your final thoughts on The Force Awakens?
Like, was it a good movie or what?
Yeah, was it a good movie? Was it, you know, better than episode 1, 2, 3? Was it better than any of the original trilogy?
I don't think... All right. Me comparing it to the original trilogy isn't fair because I'm a guy who Jedi is his favorite movie. And so I've already get shit for that.
Okay, yeah. Well, we should probably stop talking right now then.
But I definitely think it was better than the first three. And the prequels.
Yeah.
Like, those fucking movies, I've watched the first one maybe 5 times. I've watched the second one 3 or 4 times. I watched the third one once.
Yeah.
This movie, I will watch many times. Like, I'm not saying I'm going to be like, yeah, let's do it. Force Awakens. But I will watch it again before I go see Rogue One.
Yeah, I mean, I probably will too. Have you bought it? Do you own it now?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, me neither. Which, if you'd asked me in November if I was going to get, you know, The Force Awakens on video as soon as it came out, I would probably be like, hell yeah, I am.
I don't feel the need to own movies anymore. Like, it used to be a thing where I was like, as soon as it's out, day one, special edition, bam. The box and the little lightsaber that comes with it and the stand. Like, but no more. I did buy Deadpool.
Yeah.
But only because I wanted to watch it with Carol and there was no way to rent it.
Yeah. I don't know. There's like, I mean, there's something about owning it, especially on disc, where you like have absolute control over when you get to see it. You know, like other things, like if you rely on renting it or relying on it on being on Netflix or some digital service, you're like at the whim of other people, you know? But if I'm like, I want to see fucking, you know, The Empire Strikes Back right now, like nobody can stop me from going over to my shelf and picking up the original theatrical release of that and putting it in my DVD player, which is my Xbox or PS3 right now. You know, as opposed to like me being like, oh, it's not on Netflix right now, or oh, I have to like rent it from Amazon, or the internet is down, or something like that.
Yeah.
There's something about having it. But especially like, there's ones that I like, you know, enough to like, you know, rent or like just rely on being able to see elsewhere. But like, there's some that like, I'm going to need to be able to control my viewing options on this because I'm going to want to watch it when I want to watch it.
Yeah, like I'll put it this way: if I was flipping around and Force Awakens was on, I'd probably sit down and watch it.
Yeah,
if I don't have anything going on, and I do that with all the original Star Wars movies.
Oh yeah,
like back when I still had cable, and it would pop up on like TBS or whatever, they'd do like, we're showing all three of them. I'd be like, I'm not watching that, and then I'd end up watching them. Like, it'd be on TV all day, and I'd usually. From the kitchen, standing there making a sandwich, and I just stand there,
like,
and watch three movies standing.
Keep slathering mayo and more mayo and more mayo on your fucking toast. There's a lot of mayo on that sandwich. What? Oh fuck! I'm putting mayo on this thing for the last 2 hours.
I opened 3 jars. It's ridiculous. Why do we have all this mayonnaise? Because we're white. They take a survey. We have to have at least 6 jars at all times.
Oh, the white people.
Oh, when the government comes by, you know, they have to check.
Yeah.
But the prequels, if that shit's on, like, I may watch the pod race. Like, oh, pod race. Let's watch that shit. I'll watch that. Or Yoda fighting Dooku. You know, I'll watch that shit. Like, oh, yeah. Oh, I bought that on. But that's when that's over, I'm not like, I need to watch all of this. No.
Yeah. The thing that happens to me when I'm like watching like or on Spike TV when they're like, oh, we're showing Empire Strikes Back, and it's not the beginning of it, or even sometimes when it is the beginning, I'll be like, oh yeah, I need to watch Empire Strikes Back, and then I'll get my own like copy and like put it in to watch it, so I can like watch it without from beginning to end without commercial interruption. Although that's not entirely true every time, because sometimes I'll just like start playing it in my head, because like those are movies I've seen so often, like I could just like, I don't even have to hear all the dialogue. If I hear like, you know, a bit, I'll be like, oh, there's just a scene where this happens, and then, you know, and like, but I still like will like maybe like wander in and like see, oh, you know, like what, you know, because I want to see the scene where they pull the X-Wing out of the swamp again, or, you know, when he says, you were beaten, it is useless to resist, or all types of stuff. I don't know. There's so much about that movie I love, or all those movies, all three of them.
Yeah, the only part of the only part of Force Awakens where I was kind of like, was when we catch up with Han and Chewie and they're chasing that fucking Eldritch Horror around their space barge.
Oh yeah,
I was like, this is
a bit campy,
a little silly.
Yeah, and when they like go to light speed in their own hangar and that thing is on their windshield. Yeah. Yeah, but you know,
for the most part, it worked.
It worked.
There's enough of a modernization without killing it. What do you think?
No. I agree. It worked. It just, I don't know. I mean, because I'm never going to be 4 years old again. So,
yeah. Like, it's a big part of it.
I know. Like, when you're introduced to a movie for the first time, when you're four and you, like, keep watching it through the rest of your life, it becomes ingrained in you. It's hard to, like, see it from a aesthetic or, like, from a more objective point of view. So I liked it. I enjoyed it. It was kind of irritating that Luke never said anything at the end. But other than that, I mean, it was good. It was like, it's like when you go to a high school reunion and you're the people that you like thought so highly of, they're not like, you know, president of the universe or anything, but they're, you know, they're doing all right. You know, they're still in pretty good shape and everything. They're not so far off to completely sully your memories of them or anything like that, but they're not everything that you thought they could have been, you know. So I mean, I'm still definitely fucking excited to see Rogue One, you know,
dude. That looks like the freaking Dirty Dozen, but with, you know, like there's obviously a dude that's good with weapons, there's a martial artist, there's, you know, this chick, like, I'm down. I'm in. If you give me that kind of movie within the Star Wars universe, excellent. Let's go do some shit. And that dude with the cape, I wonder what's up with him. He's going to be awesome. There's going to be some fucking Darth Vader in it. I'm down.
Yeah, definitely.
AT-ATs on the beach. That was cool.
Okay, so at what point did it become improper to say AT-AT? Who said that?
Who said what?
You can't say AT-AT instead of AT-AT. I've been saying AT-AT since I got the fucking toy back in 1980.
Yeah, that's fine. Nobody's judging you, James. It's a safe space. AT-AT. I'd say AT-AT because there are AT-STs.
There are.
And so if I was saying AT-AT, I'd have to say AT-ST.
You don't have to.
AT-Saints.
AT-Saints. AT-Street.
Yeah. So that's what that is.
Yeah. But no, I'm still fucking excited.
So you have an X-Wing and you have an A-Wing. You don't have an X-Wing and a wing.
Boing. Why? How you can't even pronounce Y wing? It'd be
Ewing.
Like boing. You can say boing.
Boing.
Boing me to boy worms. Oh. Boing me to head of John the Baptist. Cool.
Do you need to roll, James?
I do kind of need to roll.
All right. We'll let you go. Thank you for stopping by, James. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule of teaching and doing whatever the hell it is you're leaving to do. I don't know what you're going to do.
I may be hosting some event, but I can't tell you about it.
All right. Well, with that little air of mystery, James is he's hosting pit fights between Jean-Claude Van Damme and a dude in a kilt.
Actually, I'm more. It's a real tall guy and like a three midgets in a trench coat. And I'm James Brown.
And you've been dorked.
You have. You've been dorked.
You've been dorked.
Three midgets would be a lot. That'd be like an 8 foot tall dude.
It depends on how tall the midgets are. If they're all like Vern Troyer, that wouldn't be, you know, that'd be barely over 6 feet.
Mm.
If they're all like
Vern Troyer's a little bitty man.
I know, but if it was like Peter Dinklage's, then that's like, you know, 12 feet or something like that.
You'd have to do a Dinklage and then a Willow and then Vern Troyer on top.
You mean a Warwick Davis?
Yeah, Warwick Davis. I couldn't think of his fucking name.
Give him a Willow.
Yeah. Because Warwick Davis is a little shorter, but he's got the heft. But I think Tyrion Lannister could totally hold him on his shoulders. And then Vern Troyer, anybody could hold that dude. That dude's little.
I know.
So you put him on top, and so you have this like 6'2" guy with a weird head. Dude, that's odd. Later, James.
Automatopoeia.
Thank you.